is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
I know.
You are a good whore.
Thank you.
La 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 la.
Buzz.
Yes.
Your microphone sounds funky.
Yes, it does.
My God, what's wrong with that?
They worked on it over the weekend.
It really sounds funky today.
How do you like it?
I guess they didn't check it.
No, they did.
Well, they checked it.
They checked it?
It was fine when they checked it.
You want to smack it?
The microphone or the board? Hey, there you go.
Yeah, that usually works.
Good sock.
Is that better?
That way it is for now.
Test one.
Test two.
Test one.
Test two. Three.
Testicle. Hello.
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 Okay. There you go.
Much very better. Good.
So, let me see. We all had lots of weekends to tell you about.
Yes, we did.
But I know that I'm not the only one with a story to tell. And I don't even know how much of my story I want to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I kidding? I want to tell you everything.
Of course you do. That's what you do.
But both of you guys, you know, had weekends, too. Buzz comes in right away, says he was going to go to a romantic getaway with his wife, goes to some fancy hotel.
Imagine how thrilled I was when the pool was filled with children.
Children everywhere.
It's a spa on Valentine's Day weekend. I don't
know. President's Day weekend.
Full of their bacteria.
Now, did you think it was Valentine's weekend?
Well, yeah, for a lot of people it was. This was the weekend to celebrate that.
No, it wasn't.
It was at this particular hotel that enticed me with champagne and chocolates.
So they continued their Valentine's promotion into this weekend?
That was their weekend. They were offering the Valentine's Day package, and I bit.
And foolishly that the kids are out of school on Monday.
Nowhere on there did it say no children allowed.
When it says spa, I don't expect the pool to be teeming with children.
So you walk down in your Johnny Weissmiller.
The leopard skin thong.
Yeah.
You can say it.
And Marcia goes down.
With his codpiece on.
Her robe on and nothing underneath.
That's right.
The two of you are ready to get it on in the shallow end.
Is that so wrong?
And all of a sudden, you know, there's Johnny and Billy and Boogers floating in the water. And
all the children screaming, Buzz?
Yes, passing diseases back and forth to one another to take home to their families.
And incidentally, that is the philosophy of Buzz Burbank. All children are diseased.
Well,
they're diseased. They're carriers.
They're carriers.
Right? They're carriers.
To be fair.
Like, is that why you use the vermin reference?
Not all of them. Did I say that?
Yes. You did.
Not all of them are ill.
Yes,
God bless them.
He was really pissed in the office.
Which is worse, kids in the pool at the spa you went to or strollers?
Oh, gosh. In the overall scheme of life, I'd have to say strollers.
Strollers.
I'll get over the weekend.
But what if you went to a pool more regularly? If it was like part of your regular regimen.
Well, and I would understand that and expect that. It's just that the brochure did not show a swimming pool full of children.
So you were really, as far as this spa weekend, you were looking forward to the pool, right?
Yeah, well,
as much as anything else?
In this very cold weather, an indoor pool sounded delightful.
I would imagine so.
Sure.
But were there any romantic restaurants that this place featured?
Oh, they were nice enough.
Were they teeming with children also?
The whole place was crawling with them. The hallways, you could barely navigate the hallways. And it was spooky because they were all approximately the same height.
So they frightened you, the children?
They were all the same size. I think there were 4 kids in every room.
Oh, poor Buzz.
Buzz does not like children.
No, I like them fine.
Not in large numbers. Kids.
No, you don't like them. They ruined your weekend.
I don't like them in crowds.
They ruined your weekend.
Individually, they're fine.
You know what? It's funny. About when you mentioned the thing about the pool,
mm-hmm.
I told Mike in the office before the show, this is just a funny, weird how things like sometimes connect and don't connect. You had an issue with the pool.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going up to Minneapolis this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because my daughter's moving into a new house.
All right.
So I'm going to go up to help supervise and see what's happening up there with their family.
Good.
And anyway, my ex, you know, the sewage treatment gal, long ago.
STG.
We're past that.
She no longer works there, right?
She does not. No, she does not.
She did, though.
Former.
You're goddamn right she did.
For a good long time.
For nearly the entire time that she pined about the one that got away.
Yes, you.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Right.
Where else could she go?
Until she met Major Dad.
Nowhere.
But But really. So they're saying to me, you know, being as the house is not really ready and all the furniture's not there and everything, you know, maybe a hotel, you know, think about a hotel. Well, she mentioned, now this is Amy, my daughter mentions to me that Dawn, my ex, you know, I was married when I was 18, right. you know, for six months, which produced this beautiful 29-year-old woman. And I think I've gotten her age wrong on the air before.
But I think she's 29?
I think I've mentioned that she's like 25 or 26. She's
29-year-old woman. That would follow.
So anyway, she said, Mom said that there's a new hotel nearby and that you would probably be comfortable in that hotel. And I said, well, that's great. I'll look into that. And then she said, oh, and incidentally, Mom wants to know, if you check into that hotel, they got a real nice pool. Can she go swimming?
Aha. Uh-huh.
And it was just...
She's really excited about the hotel.
Just an awkward moment for
everybody
me.
Wants to use the indoor pool.
I guess sure. So. I guess I said, you know, sure. You know, I mean, you know, we've gone from, you know, nearly 20 years. Now I'm talking about, you know, about mm-hmm. Dawn and I, mm-hmm. you know. Over 20 years, virtually not speaking.
Right.
To now.
Can I use your pool?
Sure. I'm going to come to town to see our daughter and,
be yes. a fun little, trick that you could play.
Come use the pool.
You actually, have her, you know, use the pool and then like on her second lap, call security and ask her for the hotel room key.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be fun.
Or ask her to use the outside pool.
But actually, if you called security, you'd have to be stationed like in a place where you could watch
it
happen.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Anyway, I just thought it was weird.
It is a little odd.
You know, but I said, sure, you know, tell your mom she's more than welcome to use whatever.
I would imagine the temperature has something to do with it up there. I mean, if you've got a good indoor pool and there's not access to one, that's probably exciting.
Well, I know when I talked to Amy over the weekend, it was something, the wind chill was something ridiculous, like 40 below.
Yep. An indoor pool would be a nice escape.
Over the weekend. But anyway, and it was plenty cold where I went, too. That's all I will tell you for now.
Right.
Mike had a weekend, too. How weird is this? I had a pretty good weekend, which I think on a regular weekend would not be the Trump winning weekend.
Uh-huh.
But I think I had the winning weekend out of everybody here.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I know that Robin had a road trip planned with his kid and then got like halfway up there and Big Dummy forgot a bunch of medicine and stuff and had to screw up his plans. Uh-huh. But that wasn't anything like Buzz being irritated about the bathroom. The swimming pool.
Full of kids.
The swimming pool. Would you?
Just full of them.
I think you did
elbow to elbow.
I think you did refer to the pool as a giant bathroom.
It was like a bowl of children.
That's what he said.
A bowl of children.
But really, nothing will top Mike today.
Okay.
I just wrote down. While Mike was just talking in the office,
mm-hmm.
I just wrote down some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say anything that's over the line, you tell me and I'll hit the button.
Okay, absolutely.
I'll delete it out.
All right.
Mike is...
Do you want me to elaborate on any of this?
No, I'll just toss these out. These are just talking
Shall
points.
Shall I comment or do you just want to go through them?
Mike has realized that he is an annoyance to his girlfriend.
I see.
As he has been... To every woman that he's ever been involved with.
I believe so, yeah. I believe so.
Said by Mike before the show, it's simply the cycle of life.
Could be.
And then also said by Mike,
mm-hmm.
why don't they love me like they did the first day they met me?
Yes.
He really said that.
I felt that way this weekend.
He said, perhaps it's him. Mm-hmm. Then he also said there was something about buying a dress.
Mm-hmm.
There was something you said while
buying a dress turned into, do you want to change me? And that to me was, you know, a sign once again that I'm, you know, maybe I'm becoming annoying.
I see.
You know, that's the way when it would be like, I think earlier in the relationship would have been along the lines of, you know, going out to get a dress would have been fun.
Flattering.
You know, flattering. Hey, you're right. Coming along for this. Instead, it's like, you know, are you trying to change me? And that's, you know, that's really not what it's about.
No.
Well, I believe that Mike and Carla are becoming a real couple.
Yes. That's how you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be fun, does it?
You know? That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I love her to death, and she claims to love me.
Uh-huh.
And it just was one of those weekends where I realized just, you know, maybe I'll be 80 years old and I'll realize that what the truth is that just after a certain period of time, mm-hmm. obviously different periods of time with different women,
right.
I become, you know, what I am to all of them, which is just one big annoyance. And in this particular case, you know, maybe it's exasperated more by all the other factors, my advanced age. the fact that I am probably more set in my ways now, and it's just for a while you're cruising along.
Well, you mentioned the movie thing.
Yeah,
now, you know.
Yeah,
now,
the movie
now
thing.
Now that's a small thing, but you
it's
know
small,
that
and it's,
happens.
Look, and I don't dispute that it's not absolutely true, but it didn't hurt any less because it was true. And the comment made when we were coming out of the movie that we have always gone to the movies you want to go see. We don't go to any of the movies I want to go see. And it was the first time we'd really had that discussion.
That's a threshold.
And you might think mellow.
Does Hillary Duff have a new movie out? Is that what she wanted to see?
No, I have no idea. No,
do the Olsen twins have a new movie out?
Do you know what the movie was? And
did your girlfriend want to see Nanny McPhee? We've
seen Nanny McPhee. we've already seen Nanny McPhee.
Many little kid jokes
in there, yeah.
But no, what did she want to see?
Walk the Line, and has for quite some time. And I probably didn't want to go see that one, and I should have just said yes. That's a good movie, highly regarded, and that's an example.
You're lying. She wanted to see Curious George.
Curious George, that was the one. It was just, and it seemed like every time I turned around this weekend, it was like that, and it made me sad. The movie thing was not anger.
No.
There was anger. There were moments of anger. The dress thing was anger. The movie thing was sadness.
A realization.
It was sadness. And it's just like, and I think I took
reality.
A deep breath and just went, here's reality. Here it is. Here's reality. You know, things are still done for me. Things are wonderful in that regard. You know, I'm happy with my girlfriend. I'm delighted. I realized very, very sincerely that it was me.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a true. And I'm what I. But wait a minute. But I'm what I've always been.
True.
You know what I am to these women?
What?
An annoyance.
Well, eventually.
I am just like I was to Joe. It's just like that. It's everybody, and it's February, and everybody doesn't like me, and I'm tired of it.
We like you, pal.
You're good here.
Thank you. Well, it's good to purge. I purged to you a little bit this morning, and
I love you.
And I love you too, Rob. And it's nice to come in here. Now I kind of understand what you've done all these years, because you've always used this vehicle as kind of getting stuff off your chest and purging, and I'm not
sure.
Going.
All the stuff that you don't have the balls to say to her in person.
I will not go
I mean,
to,
I did it for years with Frida. Come on, let's be honest.
I will not go to a professional because I don't believe in that. I really don't.
Gotcha.
You know,
fair enough.
And not to knock people that do, all for that. You want to go to see somebody? It's been nothing but crap for my life. That has been nothing but, that has caused me a world of hurt.
Whoa. You don't want to go to see a therapist just with your check.
Oh, gosh, no. No, I'm not talking about the chick. I'm talking about therapy in general.
Oh, for you?
Like, just to go see somebody for me, and I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that.
No, Mike, it's very simple. You have, it's called BOTR syndrome.
I'm not taking any stuff either. I'm not going to take any stuff.
BOTR syndrome, yes.
What's that?
Bloom off the rose.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know
it's
what
not
it is?
Just you. It's all of us.
You go through a period of time. And I want to call this the cycle of breaking wind, all right?
Yes, okay.
This is the cycle.
I guess this is part of LONCS, lack of new car smell in the relationship.
Yeah. And, here's the cycle. Although it's not as severe as it will be, but I know it'll be more severe down the road. It goes to, you talked about this. You didn't want to break wind in front of, your lady. Your friend.
Let's call it my friend.
This is a new relationship. Well, it was like that with me.
It's not really a relationship.
I talked to...
Let's...
We're going to get to that?
No.
This person knows.
It's just you're putting words in my mouth.
I apologize. You're going away with someone you don't want to... When you're making a new impression on somebody.
I went away.
A first impression.
Yes, this weekend for an overnight trip with someone, and I was concerned about noises from the bathroom.
And I had mentioned to you that I was so concerned when I started dating Carla that I would actually go outside the house.
Right,
physically in the cold, go outside the house. Then you go
How
through
gallant
the,
of you.
And then you go through the period of time where you kind of do it, and it's kind of, oh, silly. And now we're at the stage where, it's like, oh, that's disgusting. And the cycle of breaking wind is very similar to the cycle of relationships, where, look, it's not disaster. It's just sad because you realize that the honeymoon period, and I think I had a pretty long honeymoon. Well over 2 years I've had this honeymoon
period.
And it's just I felt really, like I was kind of an annoyance this weekend, and I don't doubt that I was. And it just, I don't have to be happy about it.
You know why?
In fact, it put me into a very severe depression yesterday when I was at Costco.
Did you or did you not get your way all weekend? Did you or did you not?
Pretty much, I suppose, yeah.
Well, then what's the complaining? I mean, if you got your way.
Well, I used to get my way, and she would fake it that she liked it.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
They all do that.
I understand.
Trying to think, like, getting my way. No, the only issue of that would be the movie thing. The movie was definitely, you know, the movie was kind of the last straw. And it wasn't a movie that she liked, and it wasn't a movie that a woman would necessarily like, because it had a lot of bare breasts in it.
What was it?
So Mrs. Henderson Presents, it's about the lady that owned the Topless Theater in London. It was a good movie. It was a good movie. But it was also kind of one of those British artsy flicks,
too.
Yeah, I was
going to say, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
I bet that's not as good as...
I think Judi Dench nominated for an Academy Award, if I'm not mistaken.
It's no cheaper by the dozen, too.
Oh, Jesus. Please.
Should he go topless?
No. But Bob Hoskins did.
Nice. Yeah. C-cup.
So you are an annoyance, you believe?
This weekend, I believe I was an annoyance. Feeling a little low. I was feeling a little low. I always tell people this is the crappiest month of the year, and it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I maintain that, and it's always a crappy month for me. Things always get better in March, and this was just everything.
This is like a great hitting streak, though.
What do you mean?
You've been with this woman for 2 years.
Yes.
And this is
almost two and a half.
Wow.
And this is really the first time that she's noticed the way that you are.
Yeah.
This is the first
time. Well, maybe she has a long time ago. But it's the first time I became aware that she's noticed the ABCs of me.
It's the first
and
time.
Just really, but it isn't that great a pack, you know.
It's the first time that she feels comfortable enough in the relationship to stand up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
To let you know.
Which means, boy, I know you're fond of her, but right now, cut bait.
No.
What you want to go find another one.
Now stop it. That'll hurt her feelings.
Oh, I don't mean to hurt her feelings.
Yes, don't hurt her feelings.
I'm just going on the plan that I'm working on.
I don't have any intention of doing that.
For the rest of my life. I planned on planning just...
That's what you're going to do?
Just a string of women who will treat me nicely until they find out what a jerk-off I am.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they find out, it'll be, well, oh, that's, you know, too late.
There are far too many things right now that even that out. I can't just cut bait because I don't think I would.
I'm kidding.
I don't think I'd be able to.
Pros outweigh the cons.
No, come on.
But I really, really felt you're right. It's exactly what had happened. That maybe, this is the first time where it's just like, okay, hey, just shut up. And I know I bring some good stuff to the table. I was actually doing a mental inventory.
Yeah.
I was, Rob. I was doing an inventory of the things I bring to a relationship that make me a good guy.
Let's hear them.
Number one, I am generous in a relationship. I am generous. I will participate in things they want to do. And I'm also, a generous person as far as giving things, material things as well as giving of myself. I think I'm generous. Now, on the other side, in the other column, you put the negative.
Okay.
I am, my friends, and this is the truth, they all say the same thing to me. If I'm not bitching, I'm not living. I am, you know this. You travel with me, you know that. If I'm a chronic...
I don't know this person you're talking about, Mike. I only know a sweet, sensible, down-to-earth guy who couldn't lose his temper. My God, if God came down and ripped off his head and took her, may I have another? Okay, so you say some of your friends say you bitch about stuff too much.
No, I know I do. I know that in the car. It's nonstop when I get in an automobile. It is pretty much nonstop.
All right, so
so that's the little balance there.
You give,
so
you bitch.
You're generous, but you bitch about stuff.
All right, negative number two.
Oh, okay.
I'm overweight and older.
Okay.
You know?
That is old.
But to balance that, I'm an outstanding lover.
Okay, other sign.
For you.
Bordering on, I could write books about it.
All right. So.
And it's my youthful experimentation that makes that happen.
That's true.
Oh, did you see all the Photoshop that we've gotten?
I haven't seen any of it.
Do me a favor.
Just walk
out into the hallway and look at the bulletin board.
God, no.
Is that where it is?
Just go look at the bulletin board.
I haven't seen this yet.
You'll see it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Take that down.
We got about 300 of them over the weekend.
Don't leave that up.
At our website.
That's the stuff they're going to get mad at. They're going to blame me for that.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah, like you'd put that up.
That's my face. I didn't see that.
You posted.
You know, I got to keep my. See, my head was down. Walking in here, my head was down. My head was down.
Yeah, John said that at our website, at DonandMikeWebsite.com, that we must have received maybe 300 Photoshop about, you know, strap-on. And
while I'm on a roll, number three, okay, thank you for taking that down.
Pluses and minuses and Mike.
Okay, hold on. Here's another negative.
Relatively accurate. Okay. I'm sensitive. As far as, you know, emotional, sensitive, that type of sensitive and emotional.
You're too sensitive.
Sensitive, emotional, but on the other side of that, I can be melodramatic too, which I do a lot of.
So drama queen.
Sensitive in the good column.
Right.
Okay. Melodrama in the bad.
All right, so thus far we have generous is good.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch about stuff is bad. Fat and old. But an outstanding lover.
Mm-hmm.
You're sensitive,
mm-hmm.
but you're a drama queen.
Yeah. And the other one would be very protective.
Okay.
Very, very protective.
That's good.
But with a hair trigger. I have a temper. I have a bad temper.
That's right.
Winner, 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 winner.
There's really no need for you to punctuate with your sound effects.
We were getting some CB interference, Mike.
The
static electricity.
The temper. Well, I've always had that. You know that. But I'm protective and loyal, I would put protective and loyal on one side. Protective and on the other side, hair trigger with a bad temper. And that's it. That's the small little inventory right there.
Mm-hmm. Hair trigger. Okay,
four good things, four bad things.
All right. Yeah. All right, so here's a good, generous, outstanding lover, protective and loyal, and sensitive.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, or on the other hand,
bad side.
Bitches about stuff, fat and old, drama queen,
right.
And hair trigger temper.
Right. You know, and a lot of those, you know, might want to cancel some of the good stuff out, but I don't think so. I think they're all their own category. They're all separate, separate things.
Right.
You know?
But I think she likes you the way you are. It's just
she does.
At some
point, she has been very. I have made my feelings known.
You've had the life of Riley. My God, you've had the life of Riley for all of us that have had long-term relationships.
Right.
For the last 2 years, all I know is you could go home at night and say to this woman, "Wash my feet." Didn't she get you a foot massager for God's sakes?
She did.
Yes,
she did.
And she's done all of this, done everything your way.
Paranoia has to enter this somewhere too.
What?
She finally offers up a little.
Because I am confident, yet I am insecure. I am confident, but I am insecure, which is absolutely true. Now that might be a contradiction, but here's the confident part. The confident part would be really, seriously, one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. The insecure part would say, "Well, she doesn't want to, touch my feet anymore." Which is true.
She got you a foot massager for Valentine's Day.
But it was a great gift. I use it seriously every night.
Did she used to touch your feet?
Yes. Yes, all the time. And you know what? My fault? My fault? I went to the well one too many times.
No.
I got bad wheels.
You became demanding.
Yeah, not demanding. Well, maybe a little demanding,
with
yes.
With the feet?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so
on
the good side, she bought you a wonderful foot massager.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, she won't touch your feet anymore. And you're paranoid, but hold on. There was a good one with that.
Paranoid, but at the same time, confident.
Paranoid and confident.
Uh-huh. I'm very confident.
Yes.
You know that. There are certain circumstances where I come into a room and I feel a lot of confidence. You know, I walk into the party like I was walking onto a yacht.
Uh-huh.
No. But that's it. That's not all of it. I know I could probably come up with more, but I think that's a pretty good list. I think that's a pretty good list.
Yeah, true.
And I think it's time for me to stop the living in the fantasy world. You know, that it's always going to be, hey, you know, no problem. You know, there's going to be, you know, it's a little, what did you say, reality has set in?
Yes.
Reality, yes.
Moon off the rose.
Yeah, reality. Correct. Congratulations. You're in a real relationship.
Yeah.
She finally is telling you that she doesn't like some things that you do.
Yes.
Things that she's put up with.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So now
the question
now
is,
the big challenge will be, will he handle it? Will he handle it?
And
stay tuned. Stay tuned.
And to be fair,
mm-hmm. or will she handle it?
Do you have any complaints about your fair maiden? I mean, drop the positives and negatives. I mean, what is it?
You know, the complaint would be complaint would be that she was complaining about me this weekend. That was it. No, she's gorgeous. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever been with. Really, no doubt about that. She's helped me with this diet. Incidentally, 11 and a half pounds
today. Hey,
there
you go again. Good for you.
So now you're off and running again. That's due seriously.
Yep.
That is due amazingly to her. So that's a good thing. But that's it. But doesn't like the movies I like anymore.
Well, just that one.
She probably never did.
Mm-hmm.
She probably just never told you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Like all of them.
No, I don't have a lot of complaints. I mean, as far
they're
as
they're all the same.
As
I'm
far
talking
as
about the women folk out there.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Beautiful. I think at a certain Sweet. Point, if you and you're right, reality it sets in at a certain point, and right. it does. But it was this weekend. I think it was this weekend that I became aware of it, that the reality has set in. And
maybe this is the weekend she just had too much of you.
Too much of I agree.
Too much of you.
It was me. It was me. It was just like me, my big fat head right in front of her face the whole time. Well, why don't we do this? Well, you know. And I haven't been in the best way. I haven't been in the best way over the last couple of weeks, so I'm sure that it's been difficult to live with me. And then finally it was time to just say enough, I suppose. I don't have to be happy about that right now. I'm not.
No,
I'm not happy about it.
You don't have to.
This is disgusting.
This is John.
Photoshop.
Joe. Hi, can I talk to Joe, please?
Hold on a sec.
Oh, you look, the Photoshop's disgusting. Well, you should check out the pile of them in John's office.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
So, come on. You got to feel a little better about yourself. Carla can't work with Mike either.
Well, I think she's being unreasonable.
Joe.
Goodbye, Joe.
Funny.
Goodbye.
That's out of here.
No, everything's going to be fine.
I would get her blood pressure checked.
Donna Mike's show. Hello.
Me?
Yeah. No,
good
get hers.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hey, listen. I know the underlying reason that Carla's unhappy, and that is because Mike only works half a day.
And you know what? Nobody's ever said that to me either, so that's probably true in the back of everybody's mind. Because you get that a lot, too. People always talk about the fact that we do this. The people that, you know, say that half a day thing. And that was another thing that came from my kid, and now I feel even worse than I did before. Because that was another weekend where it came from another relationship that I've been. Jesus Christ.
Didn't we one time do a list with her, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know what that was. That was right towards the end of it with Laura.
Yeah.
Where you actually asked her to make a list of the things that you did that she didn't like.
Jesus.
Do you remember you really came in like with a list of 20 things?
Yes. That was horrible.
Yeah.
That was not good.
That was not meant to be. If Carly can compose a list like that list, then things are not meant to be.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
And incidentally, it should be pointed out that the last relationship that I was in, I was kicked out of that one. You know, I was offering to change, but it was kicked out. Did it work out for the best? I believe so.
We're good.
I think so.
I believe so.
Hello.
I think Mike is being a wuss. It's called Welcome to the World of Relationships. All right? Just cowboy up and take it.
Cowboy up. That's cowboy his up. Advice.
I'll take it. I'm ready to take it. I really am.
Cowboy up. Like
ride him, cowboy.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Mike, I think that Carla might still be upset about when you canceled her sleepover from 2 weeks ago.
Okay, stop that.
There we go.
And there they go again, once again, getting them confused. Your daughters and your girlfriend.
The age jokes are old. I mean, the age jokes
don't
even.
Oh, I disagree. They're,
I'm bulletproof.
They're
some evergreen. Are old, some are young.
They're evergreen. They're timeless.
But they're also they're boring to me. They're boring. I'm tired of it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
They bore me.
Hello.
They bore me, Rob.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
You should be all right as long as you don't walk into a pane of glass or anything like that.
You remember that from, like, way back when?
We all do.
That was one of my favorite stories of all time.
How do people remember stuff that I, like, have? I mean, I remember. He's talking about, like, that night before Thanksgiving when I walked into the pane of glass.
Yeah, right. That was really the beginning and the end over there.
How do you remember that?
Great story. I don't know, man.
You told it on the radio.
Was I that specific? Because that really was.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the day after. That was when I got the news. Really?
See, well, I don't think you said on the radio that was the beginning.
No,
of the
you didn't tie them together.
Just in listening.
Really?
Sure to see it with you.
Sounds to me like you're not my stalker, are you?
Hold on, are you being paranoid now?
Yeah, I'm being paranoid.
But confident. But confident.
Mm-hmm.
And generous.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding lover.
Always. Mm-hmm. And thank you for mentioning the good stuff again.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen,
you're sensitive,
how's it?
I don't know.
You do like to have your feet massaged.
Yeah.
Hello. She won't do it anymore, though.
She does occasionally.
Gentlemen, I have two words for you.
Yeah.
Asian women.
Gotta say, after my weekend with my mail order bride, I might not disagree with you, my friend.
You had a good time.
Can I tell you, nothing
compliant
beats nothing
women.
Beats.
They will do anything for you and never complain.
Yeah, you're telling me nothing beats opening that box when I got home from work on Friday.
Did you get the crowbar to open?
Yeah.
Wasn't it wooden? Wasn't that
it was
similar
just
to
like
the Christmas story?
Christmas story. Yes, fragile. Yeah, and I mean, I pry that baby open with a crowbar, and I go through all of the peanuts, all of the styrofoam peanuts, and then I finally hear under there. Hello, and there's my little disposable China doll.
And aren't you presented really right with a tray of hors d'oeuvres?
Yeah.
When you open up the crate,
topless tray of hors d'oeuvres.
That's incredible.
Topless tray of hors d'oeuvres.
Incredible.
And the best part is, I just left her on the side of the Pennsylvania Turnpike
after the weekend was over
in Breezewood, town of motels.
Breezewood, you paid for the deposit. Lovely Breezewood.
Just left her. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys.
Hey.
I was just wondering, I called on Friday and suggested you do something, Don, on the weekend and say that's how I roll to your female companion. I'm wondering if...
Oh, yes, that's exactly what I do.
I remember that
right,
call.
Right in the middle of the room, just like a dog.
That's how I roll.
I relieved myself. That's exactly what
that's
I do.
How I roll.
That's exactly what I do.
That's how I roll, baby.
Okay. Well, let's just start the show.
You want to?
Let's start the show.
All right. All right.
Oh, Mike. Hey, come on.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Sure. You're over there really contemplating this crap, right?
No, I was looking at that.
Oh. All of those Photoshop things of that.
Try not to stare at that.
Mike being abused by someone with a strap on.
Oh,
oh, here's your favorite part.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5, 2 and 4, or please, haha, check your local listing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
That's right.
Hello!
Hi there.
Hello!
Bend me, shape me, fold me.
You are all the woman.
Mutilate me.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the American Dream. We're going to start with today.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there. Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Yeah.
Pretty strong song to start a show with. Let's see what happens now. Oh, I got your special intro.
Thank you.
Hold on. That's the wrong one. You know, I really got to get a... Damn it.
What's the matter?
One moment, please.
I'm sorry. This is my fault. There are simply too many elements now.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be Doc Ock.
Yes.
There's too much. I mean, we got to...
Too many?
I'm sorry. I've stopped the show.
No.
This is totally on me.
When you say too many elements, you're talking about you play too many sound effects and too many separate machines to start the show.
Tapes.
Simply start the show. Beyond the stuff that's in the computer, like...
The Don and Mike Show.
That,
hello!
That,
hello!
That.
You know what? This is crap.
All different buttons.
Also, now I have four machines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just mad at myself for screwing up that, for putting the wrong one
to
in.
To play like a dozen tapes.
I got the Laughing Place. That's on one, like, little eight-track.
Right.
Then the Open the Door is on another one. Right. Then This Happens Between 3 and 7 is on another one. And then the Applause is on the other one. So, while they're playing, and right, while the record's playing, I'm having to reach over and take out one.
And another.
And I still have, still to come, I still have... Rob's, how come you don't treat those Jews nice?
Right.
Then I've still got the stream.
Uh-huh.
Then I've got the phone throw.
Right.
Then I've got the shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got the taser. And I've got the CTU phone.
Right. So what is the problem?
The problem is that we don't have... Oh, I get what you just did.
Yeah.
You just, You just made a joke.
I know.
The problem is
too much. Too many.
We have too many tapes, mm-hmm. and we don't have enough tape machines to play all of the tapes.
Don't worry.
And I get frustrated when I lose my place. I'm, sure. This is not me bitching about the computer or anything else.
When
this,
the new technology arrives.
Oh please.
This is a little OCC, too, isn't it? Aren't you kind of OCC about the opening
OCD.
Of the show? It's got to be OCD.
Yeah, I mean, I hate it when things run out of order.
I know.
There's a natural order. I stack the goddamn
tapes. Are you superstitious about that?
No, not really.
It's okay. A flow. It's a right and a wrong.
It's just when you're listening and it's supposed to be the thing that says, how come you don't like those nice Jews? And instead it's the boop, 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 boop. I just feel like an idiot.
Like we're going to take a phone call.
Yes.
And you almost leaned to the phone bank when that happened.
You almost
thought to cover that, you should take a phone call.
I almost did, but then I thought, you know, that's
another element.
That's idiotic, because why would I take a phone call in the opening of the show?
Right.
Mix it up?
I don't know. I'm generous. I'm being a drama queen, I believe.
No, I don't think so.
I'm paranoid. God damn, I'm paranoid. I'm confident, too, though.
Yeah, very.
I am an outstanding lover. This could be my list. Although I definitely do not like the way this studio is set up.
On my list, that would be a definite yes. I love the way it's set up.
Is that a good or a bad?
That's a good.
That is a good?
I love it. Okay, I have so much room.
Really?
Look at you.
I am sorry. This is embarrassing to me. This is just embarrassing.
Well, you shouldn't be embarrassed.
Now I'd like to go what back you've home done and is just you... start the show over again. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, you're telling everybody everything you hit.
Do what
just
you
go,
want.
Just go get my... I can't do what I want,
oh,
Buzz.
Oh, well, no, I mean with the
like
show.
If I could do what I want, I'd be in a boat somewhere.
Well, true.
It could be worse. We could be in front of a swimming pool full of children.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, well...
The Don and Mike Show.
If we all could do what we want, we'd be having boat races.
Hello!
I know that we already did all this, but...
Hello!
I'm nutty like this. And I forgot to play this one, another tape.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay, let me just walk you through this. So the song is playing. And when I'm doing like, hello...
Hi there.
Okay,
hello.
That's in the computer. Play that as much as you want. Then you got to.
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
But I didn't even open your door yet.
House. How's your?
I don't know.
How's your Breezewood?
Town of motels. I'm with you.
I had a great weekend in Breezewood. Beautiful. No kids.
Hey.
It was very nice. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gowdy and all the ships at sea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gowdy over Gowdy.
And that.
I'm Dowdy over Gowdy.
That's the way they roll, baby. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Hara.
Yeah. Hey, let me just say, you would never hear the late, great Kurt Gowdy, who passed away this week. You'd never hear him at the beginning of a basketball game, a football game, or the Olympics or something, saying, oh, my God, we played the wrong tape. I got to stop and start over again.
Yeah, Kurt Gowdy, class act.
He wouldn't do it. He's not an idiot like me.
You're among friends.
Yeah, but I don't think Kurt Gowdy could entertain like you.
Sometimes I feel like Jack Nicholson in that movie when he couldn't walk down the street without having his foot touch the line on the sidewalk.
OCD.
And he had all the bars of soap.
Yeah, right.
As good as it gets.
God damn it. I hate that. Now the show's ruined today.
No, I hardly think so.
I'm serious. Forget it. Let's just go home. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday!
Okay, 0221 on 6.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, it's not big time.
Darn, thank you, Buzz. Here's the phone number. 877-365-3636 or 800-636-1067 or 432-1067 or go to our website. And get our fabulous internet stream.
That, to me, appears to look like spring water.
It's digital.
Sure it do.
It's clear.
Mike, it's clear, and I've got news for you. It's pure gin.
Ooh.
Okay. There you go.
More.
Just go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, click on Listen Live. You'll get the stream.
Hello.
And it's drinkable today.
Yeah.
It's at the water, but watch out, it's flammable.
Yeah.
Highly flammable today.
Oh, man. What a match.
What you want to do is shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
Mike's trying it.
Okay,
oh, hello, beautiful.
Yeah.
That's delightful.
Now all I've got to do is get all
ran it right ready. Through the copper coil.
There you go. Now we're all set. We're all
we're set to go.
All the tapes.
Things are okay.
All set. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Rob. Okay.
All set.
Okay, we're set.
We're ready to go.
Woo. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Oh, I'm ready to kill myself about the opening of the show.
I feel great.
I thought it's always been fantastic. Hey, Mike, you forgot the one most important quality that women just absolutely have to have. That would be.
Oh, are you talking about for Mike, or are you talking about with men in general?
No, for Mike. You know, women say the most important thing about a man is their sense of humor.
That's true.
Well, that goes without saying.
Right.
And
I
Mike,
file that
Mike,
under confidence. But thank you.
And Mike, you are the phone.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I should have left him on. I gave him the TiVo bonk.
Yeah. And what's the bad that would go with that one, though? What's the bad of being funny? Not listening.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Hello. I thought I'd put that on the list. I don't listen really well.
Not in Mike's show. Hello.
It's true, though.
Good afternoon, everybody.
True list.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi there.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Mike, when's the big wedding day? Did you set a date yet?
Yeah, you might
and
as well
is
be.
Is the whole entire Boston Red Sox team coming too?
I wish.
I want to be your best man, buddy.
That would be a fantasy.
And I know
old and young too.
And I know.
And then
that
have the real standoff that I'd look forward to with you up there. Because I'd have him in the wedding party, too.
Yes, the fact.
You and yes. And I'd sit there right late at the rehearsal dinner, really late, and I'd bring you over. Hey, Don, somebody wants to meet you.
I would walk right up to him. There are two things I promise you. Tomorrow we're going to have that feeble G. Gordon Liddy fossil on the show.
Yes.
I promise you, I am going to ask him about him relieving himself in the studio in Tupperware.
All right.
When the hardball guy was here.
Okay.
Because he's such a doddering old man.
Right.
Also, if at your wedding,
right,
Yaz was there,
yes,
I would walk up to him and say, hey, you're a fag. I would.
That is, there are two fantasies at play there. That's Yaz as at my wedding and you walking up to him and saying that at my wedding. Hey, Yaz,
you're a fag. No.
He's still rather towering, man.
It would have to be something like, now the Liddy thing, that I promise.
Yeah.
I'll ask about that
tomorrow.
Well,
that can be asked in a legitimate way, and I will, like I always do, I will say, it's a legitimate question.
Now the Yaz thing.
I've always done in moments like that.
I mean, when push comes to shove, I would walk up to Carl Yastrzemski and I would say, there has been, you know what, I bet I could win the guy over.
Yes, I
bet
I know
if I spent some time with him,
I don't know. If you could, he's tough. I hear he's a tough guy. He doesn't like the media at all.
Said my best friend Mike. You know, he's a big Red Sox. I've had a running joke like that. You're a fag. I know you're not a fag. I know you'd never be a fag. But could you just come over and could I just introduce you as Yaz the Fag?
That's more of a realistic scenario. Wouldn't that be fun? That would be fun.
You might go for that.
You never know. I mean, they're ball players. They do all those kind of things. That's pranks true. And all.
Hello,
that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I would like to ask Mike. Mike, why do you think your life is so bad?
I know.
My brother and I were just talking about it. Well, you.
I don't think my life. I don't.
Complain, and I don't understand why. You've
well,
got
because
to
that's what I do.
Now you're laughing.
Well, why though?
I do. Well, you don't complain about anything.
Well, you've worked hard. I know that, but you.
No,
got
excuse me. I answer my question.
The world.
Hold on a second. You don't complain about anything.
Well, I have valid complaints.
Oh, so yours are valid and mine. Well, screw that.
Hold on. Mike's complaints are very valid. Our show is based on us talking about what's going on in our lives. Mike's having a bit of a moment right now.
But I'm not, realization. You know, what I'm talking about
having
is...
having a moment about something, though.
Well, excuse me.
Well, to be honest, you know, so am I. So go screw yourself.
You're in a different situation, though, obviously.
No, listen, what are you talking about because Frida passed away? Jesus Christ, how many times did I tell you about every facet of my life of over the past 20 years when Frida was alive?
Let me ask you a question, sir. If you're driving along, are you from this area, the Washington, D.C. area?
No.
Are you from Sacramento?
No.
Why is that always your first thought?
Where are you from?
Nevada.
Nevada. Well, yeah. You know, are you from Reno?
Yes.
Well, drive over that mountain because you're in the wrong town.
You are in the wrong town. No.
Why? Because I made an observation?
Yes, because you made a stupid, insensitive remark that I don't care for.
This would be where Mike is being paranoid.
Paranoid
yet
and confident.
That's right.
Don't cry. I don't want to upset you. I just called to see.
Now.
You got a great life.
Let me just say, hold on a second. You're coming dangerously close to Mike's hair trigger temper.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Okay.
Well, that's what you want, isn't it?
No, yes, I just don't understand. You've got an.
Dude,
hold on one second, please.
Okay.
Let me speak some sense to you. I don't care if you're Mike. I don't care if you're me. If you're Buzz. If you're anybody. Let's be honest. And I swear to Christ, I'm being serious with you. Are you a man? This is not like a put down contest. Are you a man?
Obviously, yes.
Yes. Are you in a relationship with a woman?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Doesn't that bitch, even though you love her, doesn't she just piss you off sometimes to the point that you say, my God, on the inside you're saying, I cannot stand another moment of this. You must let me have my way.
Just about every other day, yes.
Okay, then shut the frig up, because all Mike is doing is saying the things that none of us have the balls to say to these women to their faces. Good day. I said good day.
Good day.
Pep talk over.
Thank you.
Pep talk over.
Thank you, friend.
Well done.
Thank you for doing it.
Pep talk over.
You said it better than I could have said it.
I think
generous,
you got the point.
Sensitive, paranoid, pompous, confident.
You put pompous
in
there. That's good. Pompous has to go in there.
You said to.
We think pompous should go in there. We believe you. We believe you've acted correctly.
Don and Mike.
Hey, I've got one item for each side of the balance sheet.
Oh, do you really? You do some figuring, did you? Okay, Roger Wilco there, tower guy.
All right, go. What?
Restaurateur on the positive.
Yes.
Drinking problem, negative.
You're right. Can't argue. No argument. No argument.
I beg to differ.
A little of that this weekend, too. Shocker. Shocker.
A little what, a drinky drink?
Just a little bit.
You get a little blotto?
Like bad. Oh, bad.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
That had nothing to do with Carl and myself.
That didn't make you annoying.
That was just too much red wine.
Hello?
Hey, Mike, I want to tell you something to make you happy.
Yes, I'm happy. Go ahead.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Jack Bauer killed two people last night. I hope you watched the episode.
Now, I don't know how many Jack Bauer killed, but I called Rob immediately. That show started with a great killing last night, 24. The guy that had been calling all the shots for the terrorists.
Right. Pretty amazing. You didn't expect to see him go.
Nope. No, it was like
I the stomach, yep.
In the first 5 minutes, there was like three or four people killed, right?
And that guy, the blonde-haired guy that's the new villain, has been in a lot of movies. He's been in a lot of movies as a bad guy. He's a great old... He's a movie bad guy.
Don't you think he's kind of like a low-rent... is that Seymour...
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah. And also, he plays normally, he's typecast like as the German heavy.
Uh-huh. Yes. Whereas the British heavy? Whereas the British evil guy?
Yeah.
The prep school bad guy.
Was he in a Die Hard maybe?
I think he might have been in the one that's, my favorite one, the one with Sam Jackson.
Yeah, I think.
He might have been one of the Krauts that was, excuse me, Germans that was stealing gold.
He's perfect though. What a great, in fact, I didn't care for the other villain that much.
Right.
And I thought this new guy's a good new guy.
Do you think Lynn McGill's gonna lose it?
Yeah.
They're really painting a good picture.
Is he going to lose it? He's already lost.
Going to explode.
He's already completely lost.
But he can't fight his sister.
He can't fight his sister's heroin addicted boyfriend.
And how about President Hughes?
Oh my God!
When President Hughes says, "I can't talk to the terrorists," and then they say, "Put him on speaker."
Put him on speaker.
And now they don't dock it like into a government thing. It's just a regular little phone,
right,
where they just turn the speakerphone on because the president is such a pussy, he's afraid to talk to the bad guys.
Right. You know, I am getting tired of President Logan making all the wrong moves.
I really am. I'm loving it.
I hate it. Last night he pissed me off.
But come on. What about Gene Smart getting into the car right at the end?
That was great. And listen, you know what makes that a great show? The fact that I didn't see that coming. I thought she's going to throw a pitch.
I thought she's going to make a scene.
She's going to make a scene, and then she just gets into the car. That is brilliant.
But don't you just want at one point this season for Mike Novick to go, come on!
Yes.
Come on!
What's with you two?
Get it right!
God! Stop it!
Outstanding show, that is 24.
It is the best.
Now, Can I just urge you guys, let's live in this moment right now.
Yes.
See how we all just discussed 24?
Mm-hmm. Smiling.
Right? Let's see if tomorrow we can devote the same amount of time to stupid American Idol. Okay? Can we wrap it up like in a 2 minute?
Guaranteed.
Really?
I guarantee it.
Okay.
I mean, you put a time limit on it, I will do it. I will do it. You know, yeah, I mean, within reason. I don't want 30 seconds.
It's on three nights this week.
Yep.
It's a 2 hour episode. Rob just put that in front of me. It's a 2 hour episode.
Hello. Not a mic show.
I'll need 8 minutes.
Hello. Hello there.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I ain't watching it tonight either. First name Will, last name Power.
That's right.
There you go, buddy.
Well, it's settled into that regular pattern. You're not going to have the same kind of drama that there were on previous episodes. However, they do still do a little behind-the-scenes stuff with them.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right with you. Vote for American Idol.
Voting begins 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Shut up. What? What
so I'm with you with that comment about the women. I just hope my wife is in the car and listening.
Hold on. Come again?
I think he's an angry man. I think. Yeah. And I'd like to say I am more.
Oh, did you say you hope your wife is listening? Well, hold on.
What?
Well, then.
What do you hope she'll get out of that?
Yeah, I mean, I would understand what you're saying if you.
I want to make sure that something's clear because I'm going to call Carla during the commercial break to find out if everything's all right.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the reaction's going to be. I really don't. Yeah. And the thing is, I want to make it real clear that I was more sad than I was angry. I was not. There were very few moments of anger and a lot of moments of, you know, like that. And everything was kind of left to that last night and this morning in a very good way.
Oh, well,
I just thought I'd share everything. Everything else I told you is true.
But the guy on the phone, what are you saying now? Do you want to say something about your wife that you hope she won't hear?
No, I'm saying I'm right there with you, and I understand. But I hope the women out there understand that too. So I hope she's out there.
No, they don't. That's the whole thing. It's a chemical imbalance.
Hormone thing. That's why I hope she's listening.
God bless Alan Gibbons.
No, we could
that comes from Alan Gibbons. We got to give him credit where credit. You remember that when he said it's all D. You remember that day he said that's just D. It's all chemicals.
And Dr. Goodman was right.
Yes.
You know. Dr. Alan Goodman.
In that case, he was right.
Professor of Human Relations at the University of Brooklyn.
I was having some goddamn ridiculous argument with Frieda on the telephone and hung up, and the guy who was our general manager, who was wearing a beret and watercoloring at the time.
He was.
Not kidding. He
had an easel set up in his office.
He was having like a nervous breakdown, a midlife crisis. It's chemicals.
It's all chemicals. Nothing to worry about.
They're all the same. They've got chemical issues.
It's chemicals.
Come on.
Don't worry about it. Come on. How do you like my landscape?
Let's break. You call your girlfriend.
I will.
And then I'll tell you what I did on the weekend.
Very, very good. Because I know you had yourself a weekend plan.
I didn't do much.
Really?
Didn't do much.
Uh-huh. Are you gonna? Will you reveal the destination?
Oh yes. No, absolutely. Yeah. Why not? Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I got some good stories about some of the nice folk I met.
Oh, very good. All right.
Good. From the good state of New Jersey.
Were there a lot of children in the pool?
Where I was, there were no pool. But I tell you what, they could have. If where I was, you could have. I mean, if you had a toothbrush concession, you could have made out like a bandit.
Really?
And I'm not talking about breath issues.
Just like the first two rows of a Willie Nelson concert?
Yes, I'm talking about the people that I saw who were predominantly from the Garden State of New Jersey. I was in some social situations with people just with these snaggle teeth and this guy with the, you know, it's like Joe Piscopo with really, really bad teeth and the chains around the neck.
Yes.
And the like I'm standing in this ski lodge bar and I'm wearing a Green Bay Packers leather jacket and I have on a Green Bay Packers, much like this one, a pullover sweatshirt hoodie thing.
Hoodie, right.
And I've even got my faggot Packer gloves on, okay? So like this guy, Snaggletooth, who really has teeth that look like they're dinosaur teeth, and he looks Chinese. He's so drunk. His eyes are just tiny little slits, and he just comes up and he goes, "Hey, you Packers fan?"
What do you tell him?
Did you look sincerely at him and say no?
Yes, I did. I looked at him and said,
"It's the answer when they do that."
Yeah. I said, "I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan," and the guy was so drunk he went,
That's cool. That's cool.
Of course it is.
Take a team.
Unfazed.
And then he would like walk back like 3 or 4 minutes later and go, you got a Packers jacket on.
You couldn't get away from your outfit.
That's right. That's what I just kept holding my hand up to try to find, you know.
You have your Packer socks on when you were wearing that outfit?
Yeah. You bet your ass.
That's good.
Lucky socks.
You kept them on all weekend, right?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. All weekend.
All weekend long.
There was no foot-on-foot action.
No reason to take them off.
No need. We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.